Hewlett-Packard Chairwoman Patricia Dunn acknowledged she authorized the private investigation that has plunged her company into turmoil. Dunn defended her actions, but apologized for the techniques that were used to determine who was leaking company secrets to the media. Wall Street Journal reporter Joanne Lublin says investigators hired by HP allegedly impersonated board members and reporters to obtain information.
Board members got spied on and their phone records were pried loose without their knowledge.
Using fake identification to obtain information is called pretexting. Private investigator Terry Lentzner says it should not have been done.
One of our standard rules is if you get information that you can't use because the methodology you use to obtain it is too revolting to a judge or a jury, then don't do it.
California Attorney General Bill Lockyer says not only is it unethical, it's also illegal. He warns charges are likely against company insiders and contractors.
If it wasn't illegal, it was colossally stupid, and I think people are offended.
Dunn said she was angry about leaks of confidential board discussions. She will step down as chairman in January, but will remain as a board director. Technology analyst Rob Enderle.
The end result was, I think, the buck stopped at her desk, and she did what was best for the company, which I think is historically consistent with what she's done so far. Is she's been one of the board members that really drove through the changes, brought HP up to the level where it currently is.
A 21-year board member who admitted leaking information to reporters has also resigned. The probe is expected to widen as federal agents join the investigation. The California Attorney General's office says it may file charges in about a week. Millar Sega, VOA News.